at the Castine Center, Mandeville.
Atomic batteries are powerful.
Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. Make my day. Hello, this is Jack Legg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember, we'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to the Thursday night edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. Of course, you can also find us on the Mixler app. That's the best place to listen to us. Mixler app is available on both Apple and Android devices, and it's free, and there's no ads, so no reason why not to download that. Hope everybody's having a great evening. A little bit chilly, but... We are knocking on the door. It's the night before. the parades are going to really start rolling, even though we've had Crew de Vue and Crew Delusion and Chewbacca's and a few other ones. Now we're really getting into some serious stuff. And tomorrow night, just a reminder, let's see who's rolling tomorrow night. Let's see. You have the Crew of Cork tomorrow afternoon in the quarter. That's going to roll at 3 o'clock. In Metairie, you'll have Crew of Excalibur rolling at 6:30. And Crew of Symphony. That's going to follow immediately. And then uptown in my neck of the woods, we will have Crew of Oshan, Crew of Cleopatra. Crew of Oshan will roll at 6. Crew of Cleopatra will follow immediately, followed by Crew of Allah. And... if you're over on the North Shore in Mandeville, we'll have Crew of Eve. That'll roll at 7 o'clock. So there's going to be a lot of stuff going on in the city. Of course, Saturday, Uptown Parades, you have Legion of Mars starting at 11:30. Crew of Pontchartrain will be at 1 o'clock. Crew of Choctaw will immediately follow. And then Crew of Ferret after that. And then you have Knights of Sparta and the Spartan Society at 5:30. With the Crew of Pygmalion to follow after that. And if that's not enough for you and you want to go Sunday, there is Crew of Barkus at 2 o'clock in the quarter. And then Uptown parades will start rolling at 11 with the Crew of Femme Fatale, followed by the Crew of Carrollton and the Crew of King Arthur. And so if you don't have enough to do on Super Bowl Sunday, there's plenty of stuff to do. And, of course, there's also tons of parades that'll be rolling all around, you know, Slidell, Pearl River, Metairie. Plenty of places to catch a parade this weekend, that's for sure. And I know what my plans are this weekend because I live, quote-unquote, in the box. So that's pretty much what I have to do. I will be getting my groceries tonight and then watching parades and then get ready Sunday, hit some parades, and then watch some football. And hopefully it's a good game. That's about all I can really ask for. I don't really care who wins. So there's no team that I really dislike out of them. I don't care. You know, I don't care really either way for the Chiefs or the Eagles. So whatever. Let's just hope there's a good game. And speaking of the NFL, it was interesting some things that Roger Goodell. It's always interesting some of the things that Roger Goodell says. But, you know, we've talked about it on the show. Rudy and I have talked about it. That maybe it's just me, but it seems like the officiating was really poor this last year. And, of course, Roger Goodell on Wednesday, he, you know, supported and you know, that's his job is to support the officials. But I think he probably didn't need to say this. And he was quoted yesterday as saying, "I don't think that this officiating has ever been better in the league." And I would highly, highly disagree with that. Maybe it's more magnified. I don't know. But it seems like there's an awful lot of crucial calls and crucial non-calls for that matter that have happened. And I don't remember growing up watching football and the officiating being as scrutinized as what it is now. Well, whether it's because that's just the way society is these days, I don't really know. I can't put my finger on it, but it just seems like it's a lot more frequent these days. And of course, you know, they're humans and they're going to make mistakes, just like all of us. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect at anything they do. But, you know, they're also professionals, and some of the things that either get called that shouldn't or shouldn't get called that do, it's sometimes, well, and, you know, we don't have to dive back into it, but we all know what happened a few years ago to the Saints. So some of it is very egregious that's going on. And I don't know. I think that's a big statement for him to say that it's never been better. He did have to defend some of the calls and that happened in the AFC Championship game. And I don't know. And then he also talked about the Pro Bowl, which we've been talking about the last week, and I think it's just ridiculous. And, you know, the flag football game, okay, that's fine, whatever. But the rest of it is just goofy. And he was quoted talking about the Pro Bowl. He said that the new format of the Pro Bowl games was a pivotal moment for the NFL. And he said the players love the new format, which combines several competitions and three flag football games. And he said that flag football is a priority in the NFL. Of course it is. He says he doesn't see the Pro Bowl returning to a tackle football game in the future. I don't either. I don't think that it's a good idea. And nobody really cares about it to begin with. So you might as well just get rid of it. And truthfully, I'm good with getting rid of the whole thing, like we've talked about. And then also this one I don't really get. Because I think this would throw a lot of things topsy-turvy as far as scheduling. But he talked about flex scheduling, and he said that he wouldn't be surprised if flex scheduling is introduced on Thursday Night Football, which that I don't think is a very good idea because of it being a Thursday game. I mean, it's one thing to flex the Sunday Night Football game, But at least then it's keeping on track of playing on a Sunday. If you flex another team in to play a Thursday night game, they're either playing on short notice, or or they'll end up with a longer rest week. And especially, it's really going to be a problem for these teams if they all of a sudden have to have a short week when they didn't expect to have a short week. And the only thing I could say about the flex scheduling is maybe we'll have better Thursday night games, because most of them this year were stinkers. And I think even Al Michaels was coming through in his voice that these games were not very good. And I can only think of just maybe two or three that were a good game on a Thursday night. Most of them lacked offense, and it just wasn't very interesting. So there you go. He's of course got optimism about everything, and that's his job, I guess. But and he pays himself very handsomely to do so, and we'll see how things go. All right. Well, let's take a break and come back. We've got some baseball stuff to talk about, and today's a big day in the NBA because the trade deadline came and passed this afternoon. So we'll talk about that. Talk about what the Pels did. There was some big time trades that have happened over the last 24 hours that we'll talk about. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
McNally, host to the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM
every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And I've got a little bit of baseball news. And don't forget that next week, I believe on Valentine's Day, is that right? Let's see. Spring training will be starting. So pitchers and catchers will be reporting. Let's see. I think it's the 15th, but I could be wrong. But it's always an exciting time, and let's see here. Especially if you love baseball. Actually, they'll be reporting on, looks like, Monday. So it's all getting ready to happen. I know a lot of the teams have packed up their trucks and they're heading south, and they're all ready to go. But man, I just don't. We've talked about this show just over the winter with the money that's been thrown around. But man, I just don't understand where the Padres are getting all the money that they're throwing around, because ESPN's report today that the Padres have agreed to a 6-year, $108 million extension. Excuse me. To Yu Darvish, which is 36 years old, so at the end of this he's going to be 42, and the deal's worth $18 million a year. But man, it just seems like they've thrown an awful lot of money around. They have Joe Musgrove, who's got a $100 million contract. Xander Bogaerts, who has a $280 million contract. He's got and then you have Manny Machado, who has a $300 million contract. I mean, it's just they've really got to start looking into some sort of salary cap. It's just it's getting to be pretty ridiculous, to be honest with you, and. You know, at the end of the day, I don't know if it's going to help them win that division with the Dodgers, because the Dodgers, even though they didn't do much this offseason, they still have a ton of talent on that team. They have great pitching. They got a good bullpen. They got a fantastic everyday lineup. Even with losing Trey Turner this offseason, they still have – and Cody Bellinger, they still have a great lineup with Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Will Smith. It's just I just don't know if the Padres have enough of the pieces to take that division, and I guess we'll see. And then also today, Bo Bichette avoided arbitration on Tuesday night, it looks like, and he agreed to a 3-year deal with the Blue Jays. I think that I don't know. I don't see any price tag on that one, but. I mean, he's one of the, I think, the up-and-coming stars in the league. He hit 290 last year with 24 home runs and 93 RBIs, and really is an integral part with the Blue Jays and with their young core that they have. And there's another team, if they can keep all of those guys together and add some pieces to it and maybe pick some, have some good drafts and develop some guys, that's going to be another juggernaut of a team in the not too distant future. I mean, they already made the postseason, but that AL East is tough, and with the Orioles coming up with all their young talent, and then the Rays always being in the mix, the Red Sox is kind of a wild card because you don't know what you're going to get out of them from year to year. They're going to spend money, And of course, you have the Yankees, who are never shy about throwing some money around. So, you know, I like the Blue Jays. I think they've got some really good young players. You have Vlad Jr. on the team. I like him a lot. Bo Bichette's fantastic. So it'll be it's going to be interesting to see how this season goes for the Blue Jays. And then something else that on the baseball front that I'm excited about is tonight on at 5 o'clock. They will be announcing on MLB Network the full rosters for all the teams in the World Baseball Classic, which I always enjoy watching. I like seeing our guys, our professional baseball players represent their countries, and specifically, of course, you know, see who's on Team USA. And you know, I know that there's a handful of Cardinals on there, which I like. There's Adam Wainwright, Paul Goldschmidt, Nolan Arenado. But to see them play with Mike Trout and Mookie Betts and some of these other all-stars and take on different countries, I've always enjoyed it. I've thought it was great since its inception, which I think was in 2006. And you know, I think I think there's definitely a place for it. And at this time of year, I like it so much more than watching don't get me wrong, I'll watch spring training games, but this is a lot more fun to watch than a spring training game. You know, if you watch a spring training game, you might get to see the everyday players play for a couple at bats, if that, and then you're going to see a lot of the minor league talent. And there's nothing wrong with that too, because it's just like going to training camp or watching a preseason football game. I enjoy watching preseason football. Specifically the Saints. I'm not watching any other team, but just so you know, you get an idea of some of the depth that they have and some of these younger guys. And you know, there's always players that come out of nowhere. So, but back to the task at hand. This is all going to start. Let's see. It'll start on March 8th, the World Baseball Classic, and it'll run through March 21st. So, it looks like the United States is in Pool C, which will start on the 11th. And in their pool, they'll have Great Britain, Colombia, Canada, Mexico, and of course the U.S. So that'll be fun to watch. And Pool D will have Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Israel, and the Dominican Republic. So those will be some good teams also. All right, well, we need to take a break, get some news, come back, and we'll dive into the NBA trade deadline that passed at 3 o'clock this afternoon. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. A family of four in Jefferson Parish is dead in what appears to be a murder-suicide. Jefferson Parish Sheriff Joe Lapinto says a 911 call early this morning with a Harvey address gave dispatch a dire message.
We can't live like this anymore, something to that standpoint, and you'll find four bodies when you get here, and that's what we found, unfortunately.
Inside, they found the bodies of an adult male, an adult female, and two young men ages 14 and 20. The National Weather Service confirms an EF2 tornado struck Tangipahoa Wednesday night. Officials are surveying the homes that were damaged or destroyed last night. Parish President Robbie Miller says since the light of day, they've come across even more homes in the town of Tangipahoa that were impacted by the twister.
We found another, say, 12 or 15 homes that are just destroyed, and another 12 or so, 15 that are, although people stayed in them, I think they're probably, they shouldn't.
LRN.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now. Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
Call 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166. 800-301-7166.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
You are.
radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. So the trade deadline in the NBA came and passed today at 2 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock Eastern, and the Pels did make a move. They sent Devontae Adams, the shooting guard Devontae Adams, and 4 second-round picks to the San Antonio Spurs and for Josh Richardson, who is a shooting guard. Devontae Graham has been averaging a little more than 5 points a game. Josh Richardson averages a little over 11. So a little bit of an upgrade in that regard. He's averaging 11.4 points per game, averages 2.7 rebounds, 3.3 assists, shoots about 45% from the floor. And let's see here. I'm trying to find his 3-point shooting. I think it was around 35%, if I'm not mistaken. He's at 36.2%. So not too bad. 87.5% free throw shooter this year, which is huge because I've noticed that's one of the things that has been plaguing the Pels in the last month or so is the free throw shooting has not been outstanding. And if you're going to get opportunities to get free baskets, you need to make sure that you're taking them. A lot of games can be won and lost on that free throw line. So I don't know if he's going to be in action tomorrow night when Cleveland comes to town, but he might be. And Devontae Graham had kind of gotten himself out of the rotation anyways. He'd gotten very little playing time in the last couple of weeks. Kyra Lewis has played pretty well, and he had taken Devontae Graham's spot on the on the rotation coming off the bench. And it's a shame. Devontae Graham was originally – he was a starter until the Pels traded for CJ last year. And, CJ, of course, I think CJ should get a spot on the All-Star team, especially now that we know Zion's not going to be on. He's not going to be playing, and looks like he will be back after the All-Star break, which I think is – I want to say the 19th maybe. But it's in the next few weeks, so I think it is the 19th. It's Sunday before Mardi Gras. Hopefully he'll be the one to take Zion's place on the team. But I don't know much about Josh Richardson. He was a second round pick in 2015. He's 29 years old, 6'6", 200 pounds. So. Got some good size to him. I don't know how good of a defender he is. Hopefully that he's a veteran, so it brings some more leadership to the team, and hopefully it all works out. And I think the important part also was that the Pels also dumped $12 million in salary by trading Devontae Graham. So that's going to help, and hopefully that'll help out in the offseason to maybe make another deal. And bring somebody else in, because I think the Pels are really close, but they still might need some better outside shooting. And and now with some of these other moves that have been made in the West, there's a lot of teams got a lot better. The Lakers being one of them. Let's see, who did they get? The Lakers got D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley and Jared Vanderbilt yesterday in a three-team deal that sent former Pelican Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Mike Conley and 3 second-round picks to the Timberwolves, and then the Jazz were the third team in that, and they got Russell Westbrook, Juan Toscano-Anderson, and Damian Jones, and also a first-round pick in 2027. So... D'Angelo Russell, he's a good player, but I think there's times he's a little inconsistent. So he's certainly somebody that's a pass first. I think he has more of a pass first mentality, which could benefit the Lakers a lot. And and the biggest thing, it might be addition by subtraction as well, because now you don't have Russell Westbrook around, and I know Tuesday night he had gotten into it with their coach whenever he was taken out of the game. So, and then they had a closed door meeting after that, and then he was traded within 24 hours. So, also another former Pelican was on the move with Josh Hart was traded from the Blazers to the Knicks for Cam Reddish, Ryan Arcidiacono, and a 2023 lottery protected first round pick. So Josh Hart's had a pretty good season as well. I think the biggest thing was that the Grizzlies and the Pels were both really wanting to trade for OG Anunoby from the Raptors, but I didn't see that he was moved. So then the big news that happened last night was that after the Kyrie Irving trade out of Brooklyn, everything I was reading was that Kevin Durant was staying put, but that wasn't the case. The Nets traded Kevin Durant and T.J. Warren to the Brooklyn Nets for Mikal Bridges, Cameron Johnson, and Jay Crowder, who hasn't played at all this year, not because he's injured, but because he wanted to play for a different team. The Nets also got four first round picks and a 2028 swap pick, which helps out tremendously with all the draft assets that they had given up to bring in James Harden and Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. So looks like they're gonna be they'll be back in the draft now. But Jay Crowder didn't stick around with the Suns because he was then moved to the Milwaukee Bucks. And the Nets got two second-round picks, and this was a three-way trade with the Pacers. The Pacers got George Hill from Milwaukee, Serge Ibaka from, I think he was on Milwaukee, and Jordan Wara. And they also got three second-round picks. So stay with me. There's all kinds of stuff. Then there was the Warriors got in the mix, and they had a three-team trade with the Pistons and the Hawks. And Golden State got Kevin Knox and five second-round picks for sending James Wiseman to Detroit, with Atlanta getting Sadiq Bey. And another three-team trade was the Rockets, between the Rockets, Clippers, and Grizzlies. The Rockets got Danny Green from Memphis. The Clippers got Eric Gordon from Houston, plus three second-round picks and the rights to pick swap with the Clippers. And the Grizzlies got guard Luke Kennard. So lots of stuff going on there. And then let's see here. Looks like also Denver traded Bones Highland to the Clippers for two second-round picks. And the Lakers and Nuggets traded backups. The Lakers got Davin Reed and three second-round picks for backup center Thomas Bryant. The Celtics and Thunder made a trade to the Celtics got some backup depth at center with Mike Muscala. The Thunder got Justin Jackson and two second-round picks, and I can tell you that I watch a lot of Boston games, and I haven't even seen Justin Jackson play. So, so there you go. You can take that for whatever it's worth. Let's see if there's any more of interest. Let's see. The Kings and Brooklyn also made a trade. David Michenew went to the draft rights to David Michenew went to Brooklyn, and Brooklyn sent them cash and Kessler Edwards. Dwayne Dedmon was also traded from Miami to San Antonio for cash, and that's mostly because of his outburst a few weeks ago, where he I don't remember exactly what happened, but I don't know if he got thrown out of a game, but he picked up a monitor off the check-in desk and threw that and smashed that. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but very well could have. But anyway, so there you go. That's a rundown of all the happenings around the NBA today. So I don't know. Maybe we'll see Josh Richardson tomorrow night in a Pelicans uniform at the Smoothie King Center. So, all right, let's take a break, and we'll come back and wrap things up with another edition of Florida Man. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. GSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick's show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live every Saturday morning for another great season of In the Paint, talking NBA and college basketball on WGSO Radio 990 AM.
You
right. Thanks for sticking around for more of the Something to Say radio show. And it's the last segment on a Thursday. And you know what we like to do on Thursdays at the end of the show. I like to take that trip to Florida and see what the good folks of Florida have been up to this week. And it's usually quite a bit. So let's go with this week's Florida Man.
Down to Florida, we welcome you to the Sunshine State. They're kicking back and soaking up the rays every day in Florida.
Let's start it off with this guy. This comes from FoxNews.com, and the headline is Florida Man Who Broke Into Gas Station, Stole Dog Food, Cigarettes, was caught after leaving behind his debit card, say police. Oh boy. A Florida man is under arrest after police say he stole from a gas station and left his debit card behind with his name on it at the scene of the crime. Deputies with the Flagler County Sheriff's Office responded to an alarm at a gas station early Sunday morning in Palm Coast, Florida, and found the front door of the business unlocked. This is according to Fox 35 Orlando. After searching the gas station, deputies found a debit card with the name Lance Kurtz sitting on the counter near a register. Security camera footage showed a man entering the store from the back and stealing several items before unlocking the door and walking out. Police say they recognized Kurt, he's 21 years old, from a vehicle fire earlier in the night, and they found him at the disabled vehicle where he admitted to breaking into the location and taking the items. He was quoted as saying, "So that I could come back later and pay for it," Kurtz told police when he asked why he left his debit card behind. "Just so they knew my name, you know? Just in case I got picked up, I didn't want to steal anything, you know? That's against the law. I don't know if they teach you guys that." Kurtz was arrested and charged with armed burglary of a dwelling structure and petty theft, and was released on a $10,000 bond. I don't know how that would be an armed burglary. I thought you would have to have a weapon on you for it to be armed, but whatever. He must have really wanted those items to break into a closed convenience store to get them, Sheriff Rick Staley said. Leaving a debit card behind does not absolve you from theft or committing a burglary. A spokesperson for the Flagler County Sheriff's Office told Fox News Digital that Kurtz is alleged to have sold dog food, antifreeze, cigarillos, and an electronic tobacco device. Well, I hope it was worth it. All right, let's see. What else do we have here? This woman. This comes from ESPN West Southwest Florida. Miami, Florida woman is selling the sand that Tom Brady was sitting on when he retired. Lord. Tom Brady retired from football this week, and one Florida woman is looking to capitalize. Tom shot the retirement video on Surfside Beach in Miami. That's near his home. A woman who goes by Better Caroline on TikTok has found the spot where Tom made his retirement video in Miami. In her video, she's seen scooping the sand into a bag. That's the same bag that's now on eBay. And as of Saturday morning, the high bid was $99,900. Oh, man, I'm in the wrong business. To the bidder, what are you going to do with the bag of sand? Maybe if she got Tom to autograph it, there'd be something there. However, it's just a bag of sand. Do you open it? Do you smell it? What's the plan there? And there's been some knockoff postings happening, and Miami, Florida woman is pretty heated about it. She did take the time to scoop the sand in a bag. Oh, man. Wow. $99,000 for maybe it's his sand. And even that, who cares? All right. So this guy did something that I'm sure is not the first time and not even in the county that it happened in. But this comes from WKRG.com. And headline is Florida Man Concealed Heroin in His Buttocks. And was arrested with a kilo of meth, per deputies. Okaloosa County, Florida. Officials with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office said a Crestview man is in custody after being found with more than a kilo of methamphetamine. Timothy Holt, 49 years old, was arrested after deputies executed a search warrant at a home on Wingard Street. Before the search warrant was executed, deputies say they saw Holt pick up a package from the front porch of the home. The County Sheriff's Office Multi-Agency Drug Task Force found that Holt had over 1 kilo of crystal meth. Deputies said that when they told Holt that he would be arrested, Holt admitted that he had 3.5 grams of heroin concealed within the crack of his buttocks, according to the report, the arrest report. Holt was then charged with trafficking of methamphetamine. Well, you know, it'd been something if he would have been, if it had been crack cocaine, because then, you know, of course he would have had some crack in his crack, right? If that's not a dad joke, I don't know what is. All right, so we got time for one more before we have to get out of here. And this from NBC 2. I don't know where that is from, but that's the website, NBC-2 News. And the headline is Naked Emokali Woman Used Library Parking Lot to Freshen Up. In Emokali, Florida, visitors to the Collier County, well, there's a shocker, it was in Collier County, public library couldn't help but check out more than just books after a woman gave herself a bath in the parking lot. On February 7th, multiple guests alerted the manager of the library to the public exhibition. As she went outside to check on the commotion, she found 43-year-old Caroline Sithaler, naked. According to the arrest report, Sithaler was allegedly using a puddle in the library's parking lot to bathe herself. Her exposed breast, buttocks, and pubic area were in clear view to the library guests and traffic along North 1st Street. Collier County Sheriff's deputies were called to the scene and ordered Sithaler to dress. She immediately complied with a request. Then she was placed under arrest where she faces charges, a charge of indecent exposure. What do you mean you can't take a bath in a puddle, mud puddle? That's crazy. All right, gang. Well, that is all the time we have for this evening. I hope everybody has a wonderful evening. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk about the Super Bowl this weekend. And, of course, it's Friday, so we'll do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And who knows what else we'll come up with. So until tomorrow night, let's just play Gloria. For more Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Funky Uncle Live is pleased to continue its charitable work for musicians and gig workers with an 8-night jam for the homeless during Jazz Fest beginning April 27th at Zony Mash, located at 3940 Thalia Street. April 28th and 29th will feature Experiencing the Meters. Experiencing the Meters is New Orleans' quintessential funk band, the creators of funk, led by founding member and Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Leo Nocentelli, along with David and Russell Batiste, Donald Ramsey, and Bill Dickens. Rounding off the series starting on April 27th will be the New Orleans Suspects, Bonerama, Tribal Gold featuring Big Chief Juan Pardo, members of the Golden Comanche and the New Orleans Suspects, Stealing Peaches, Panic Stricken, and the Dirty Dozen Brass Band. Proceeds from all shows will support the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Greenlight and Positive Legacy. For more information and to get your tickets, go to funkyuncle.live.
It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Police in Dallas, Texas, responding to a possible active shooter situation at a Health and Human Services building. Several police cars were seen surrounding the building this afternoon as employees were evacuated to safety. Reports say an employee claimed to hear gunshots. Authorities have not yet confirmed whether a shooting took place. Officers are searching the building. Defense Department officials briefed lawmakers on the Chinese spy balloon that entered U.S. territory last week. Assistant Secretary of Defense for Homeland Defense and Hemispheric Affairs Melissa Dalton told a Senate committee the balloon moved through U.S. airspace for much longer than previous balloons, which was beneficial.
It gave us additional time to observe the balloon, assessing the PRC's capabilities and tradecraft.
Similar balloons passed over U.S. territory on several occasions during the Trump and Biden administrations. Remember the holiday meltdown with Southwest Airlines? Southwest's chief operating officer is apologizing to customers.
Let me be clear. We messed up.
He said they are reimbursing those affected by major delays and cancellations this past holiday, but not with cash.
Including hotels, rental cars, meals, tickets on other airlines, and other necessary expenses like replacement car seats.
Pressed by senators about the $300 credit the airline offered to passengers whose flights were canceled over the Christmas holiday, Andrew Watterson said that if customers decide to fly with another airline, that's their choice. Former Vice President Mike Pence is being subpoenaed by the special counsel overseeing investigations into former President Trump. The subpoena comes from Jack Smith, who was appointed to oversee the investigation into Trump's potential mishandling of classified documents in November. It's not clear yet what information the subpoena is seeking. This is USA News.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
North Korea is showing off more long-range missiles than ever before in a nighttime parade. State media in the isolated communist state hinted that there's new solid fuel weapons. North Korea has pushed ahead with its intercontinental ballistic missile program, test launching dozens of advanced missiles last year. Illinois legislators will consider a new measure that would require gas stations and some other businesses to hire armed security.
Carjackings are happening in grocery stores. Carjackings are happening in gas stations. Women in particular are afraid to come out at night and, you know, sometimes during the day because of these carjackings that are happening in places like this.
State Representative Thaddeus Jones is the sponsor of the Armed Security Protection Act. If the bill is passed, it could go into effect next year. Residents are back home after nearly a week away when a train carrying hazardous material derailed in Ohio. Evacuation orders were put into place to deal with the toxic chemicals from a nearly 50-train car derailed.
Well, tonight, some clouds, tomorrow, too. And then with that, you may have a spritz or two or an isolated light shower. 50s overnight, upper 40s. Tomorrow afternoon, back to low 60s. Minimal chance, too, Friday night and early Saturday before clearing out through the day Saturday. 62 tomorrow, 30s to 40. For the morning Saturday, decreasing clouds, 50s. Cold Super Bowl Sunday, 30s to 40 for the morning. Breezy, sunny, though, for the afternoon, 50s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show, with over 250 tables, knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, February 11th, 9 to 5. Sunday, February 12th, 10 to 4. Adults $10, ages 11 to 15, $5. 10 and under get in free. Good for both days. $2 discount for military and police at Murphy's Mandeville Gun and Knife Show. Knives, guns, and ammo. Saturday, February 11th, 9 to 5. Sunday, February 12th, 10 to 4. At the Castine Center, Mandeville.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Good evening, New Orleans. Welcome to the New Orleans Golf Show with Jack Clegg, and I'm Jack Clegg. And I'm here with my producer, Miles Boone, and we're going to give you a good show tonight, we hope. We have a missing guest. We're trying to reach Richie Tomlin. He's going to be our guest tonight. He is the director of golf at Timberlane Golf Course on the West Bank, one of the nicer golf courses in town. And we're going to talk about his camp, which starts this Saturday. And it's a PGA Junior camp. The interview will take place, or it's scheduled to take place, about 7:15. So, Richie, we're trying to reach you. You have the number to call in, the secret special number. And I hope everything's okay. I tried to reach him a few minutes.